Mindfulness Man. Meditate to free your mind. Hello and welcome to Mindfulness Man. Did you practice the mindful stair walking from last week? I hope so. I've been trying to do it. It's quite difficult to remember to do, but that's all part of it really. It's a constant prompt to come into the present moment. So do try to keep it up. Let your stairs be a call to awakening. Now, last week, or should I say the week before, I made a commitment to deliver a podcast. And I try never to break commitments. So I make them with conviction, but last week I was ill in bed with a chest infection. Very ill, actually. It was possibly the worst I've ever had. At times, I wondered if I was suffering from pneumonia. It was so bad. And given that I'm asthmatic, it's been quite serious. So, my apologies there, but I was bedridden. There was nothing I could do about it. My wife has been an absolute angel looking after me. And when I thanked her for looking after me, I told her that I thoroughly deserved the care she was giving me. We are worthy, you see. We're lovable. And the generation and acceptance of self-love is an absolute necessity on any path to awakening. We are worthy, you see. We're lovable and this generation of self-love, it's vitally important. And we'll go into that as we go further down the practice. But remember, never to leave yourself out of the loving process. In fact, start with yourself, because until you genuinely love yourself, you have nothing to give. The love you give to others is the love that is stored within you. As you progress along the meditative path, it will become clear. It will become clear that you can't be truly loving in this world and exclude yourself. We'll go through all of this a little further down the road, as I introduce you to a practice called metta. In English, this means loving kindness. During this illness, I've been bedridden. My breathing has been very laboured, and every micro movement I've made, turning over, sitting up, it's caused me severe coughing fits. My ribs have been very painful from the repeated pounding of this coughing. I've caught myself several times feeling very sorry for myself, and I was suffering as soon as I thought about myself. As soon as this me materialized, there was an addition of suffering. And I watched these thoughts of self-sympathy, and this reconnected me to mindfulness, allowing me to investigate the thoughts without getting caught up in them. I saw that actually these were just new sensations occurring in the body, these physical sensations from illness. Why did I have to claim them? And this enabled me to let go. I just watched my breathing, feeling the rhythm, which was much faster than usual, but I familiarized myself with breathing during illness. It's imperative that we take these opportunities to continue our practice, to get to know the breath, the body, and the mind in all states. An illness is a state. It's something that happens to us. And we have to learn to meet all states with equanimity, to not push them away, not to add suffering to them. Notice I said that suffering is added. It's something we do. We increase already existing pain by adding mental torment to these conditions. The aspiration is to be with what is happening without the stories of it's going to get worse. Will I be able to handle it? Why me? So there's something to think about. In mindfulness, we try to develop this equanimous state of mind. We use everything that comes to us. And we don't pull things to us. And we don't push things away. So, there is something you can do in your life. It's a state of mind we aspire to develop. So now let's do some meditation. And we'll continue in the same spirit as last week. We concentrate the mind using the breath. And if we feel we are fully present, we can try letting the breath recede into the background. And we do this until the storms of the mind drag us out to sea. And then we come back to the breath to stabilize us. When we realize we've been blown miles off course and we're thinking about things, we're worried, we're just completely lost in planning or thinking, we just come back to the breath. But don't rush this. Don't rush to get to this, what we call vipassana. It takes time. It takes time to develop the strength to stay in the present moment. It's fine to just stay with the breath and concentrate the mind. I could be accused of introducing this, what we call choiceless awareness, too early. But I feel you should be introduced to what might be called the next level, although the concentration aspect is equally as important. I myself only practice vipassana when my meditation, my concentration is very, very strong. Or I do what could be, it's almost an in-between. I'll meditate, I'll be concentrating on the breath, and if I'm pulled away by something very strong, if something's interfering with my stillness, if it's an itch or a pain in the knee or something, or a mental formation that's really interfering with my ability to concentrate, I will then venture out to the disturbance and connect with it. I'll explore its nature and I'll watch it change and fade away and then return to the breath. So experiment, but make sure you're not just sitting there completely lost. If you are, then just stick with the concentration side, which is focusing in on the breath. You have to do this until you've grown roots into the present moment, and this can take years. I've been meditating well over 10 years. It's possibly nearer 12 now. Very, very seriously, barely missing a day. Many days for hours on end. And still, I struggle to just sit in choiceless awareness. So, go easy on yourself. Build up this strength. And if you're not meditating daily, or if you've only had a few months of practice, then I really advise just sticking on the concentration, focusing in. There's many, many benefits to the concentration. It's really good for stilling the mind, bringing lots of peace and clarity. In the end, you'll find what's right for you. I don't think I've ever met anybody who meditates in exactly the same way. What I'm giving you are suggestions along the path. And you'll find, you'll cherry pick and you'll pull bits from me, you'll pull bits from others. And which is why I try to introduce several things. It's not that I always do all of the things that I introduce you to, but I know they work for some people. The main thing is not to get lost in doubt. The question is very natural. Am I doing this right? It's very natural. It comes to us, all of us. But although it's a natural question, it will hinder your efforts if you indulge. So allow that thought, am I doing it right, to arise, but do not get lost in it. Just see the thought. And just know that if you're meditating in this spirit of allowing things to come and not taking them too seriously, the thoughts, not getting lost in them, being the observer rather than involved, then you are meditating right. You are doing it right. It's quite difficult to get wrong. You'd be harder pushed to get it wrong than to get it right. So let go of doubt. Yes, you're doing it right. Your mind will convince you you're not, but you are. So, if we get into our seated position, with the spine relatively straight, and close your eyes gently. Quiet eyes. Just allowing them to shut, to drop. We're not squeezing, we're not forcing. Sometimes I find that the eyes almost open a little bit and there's light coming in. This happens as concentration deepens. So there's no, you don't have to be in complete darkness. The eyes don't have to be completely squeezed shut. So let go, relax the eyes. Uh, and allow the skeleton to do the work. So, spinal alignment will take out muscular strain. So just gently stacking the spinal column, one on top of the other, relatively straight, but maintain life. We don't want it to become a pole, an iron pole. And just feeling your body aligned. Nothing forced. And then everything can relax from the structure of your bones. It doesn't require intense muscular effort. And now start to scan your body from the top of your head. With an inquisitive nature, finding out what's here. Because what is here is always in the present moment. Allowing this relaxation to happen, to unfold. And as we're scanning, if we find tension in the body, we go into it, discover its nature. And this usually, once we see the tension and feel it, allows it to unfold and a deep relaxation occurs. But if it doesn't, and the tension remains, we let it be. We can meditate perfectly if there's great physical pain or tension. We can even make the tension the object of meditation. Just like we tune into the breath, we can tune into pain or tension. Because they're here and they're present. And this will reveal its nature, which we can survive with, we can live with. Most of the suffering around physical stress and pain isn't the physical pain itself. It's what our mind does with it. It's what we add to it. So just being with it and investigating it on a really deep level, like, is it tightness? Is it tingling? Is it heat? And by deeply going into it, by some strange, miraculous way, we become free from it. Free from it even while it's present. And more often than not, this pain and tension can't survive in the light of awareness. It will try to avoid the light of your awareness, to avoid detection. It will move, it won't be static. And it may disappear altogether. But if it doesn't, just let it be. We reject nothing. Everything is welcome. And the same with pleasurable experiences. We don't cling on. We don't imprison them, trying to make them stay. They're allowed to come and go as they please. And this attitude is more likely to make them stay and stick around. Much like relationships. If you cage someone in and force them to stay, the likelihood is they'll feel that they have to leave. They'll be choked. So we're open to all things, to life, allowing it to come and go as it pleases. We just observe. We're at peace with now. Whatever's happening. And now let your awareness move to your nostrils. This could be the tip of your nostrils, or it could be the point where the nostril meets the upper lip. Find out where the breath is strongest for you, a small point. And stay still at that point, allowing the breath to move backwards and forwards over and over again. Just like a wave breaker on a beach. The sea comes in and the sea goes out. But the wave breaker just stays still, accepting and receiving. And just as we spoke of the physical sensations of the body happening now, the breath is another physical sensation happening now, which is why it's so useful. It's always here, which is where we want to be. And when you drift off, lost in thought, planning, remembering, maybe try noting it. So you can say thinking, saying it in your mind, or planning. And this enables us to see that we're not the thinking or the planning. We have an ability to watch it without being lost in it. And then, after whatever is occurring has been noted, we return again to the sensation of breath at the point where you feel it most in your nostrils. And make sure that you're not pushing and pulling the breath, which is very easy to do. We try to control all of our lives, and this shows up in our breathing meditation. Instead of allowing breathing to happen, we force it. We push it and we pull it, push it out and pull it in. Can you just let go of that? Just let breathing arise and then fade away. All the time maintaining contact with it, but not making it happen. It's more a sense of receiving the breath, allowing it to unfold when it's ready. This brings great tranquility to the body and mind. Where is the mind now? The likelihood is, again, it was lost, thinking, or planning, or remembering, or all. But we don't judge ourselves for this. We just come back to the sensation of breath, with a subtle knowing that Each time we do, we're reinforcing our ability to stay present, catching the mind that is lost. It's a great moment. It's a moment of pure awareness, which is what we're trying to develop. This is easy. It's difficult to stay in the present moment, but the practice is easy and should be kept easy. It's only difficult if we judge ourselves for getting lost, for losing track. So don't. Just keep the practice easy. You have my word, you are doing it right. Tuning back into the breath, all the way in, all the way out, and then repeating that process again. Being completely at ease in this moment will enable you to be at ease with other moments of life when you're not sitting. Life will become easier. Stress will dissolve, and a joy will arise, a joy not dependent on any material thing or any other person other than the effort you put in personally to be here. And this radiant joy that comes as a result of this practice is real. It's the most real form of joy we can experience. It's our natural state, if undisturbed. Happiness isn't something that we find in a shop and add to ourselves. That's the happiness of crumbling and fading away. We can't build on that. We can only buy a new one. And each time we do, we're deluded into believing that we can somehow walk out into the world and find it in a box. It can't be done, because that's not what real happiness is. Real happiness is underneath all of that. To sum it up in a word, peace is real happiness. And if you practice every day, You'll find out. As I talk, try to listen from this point of breath. Be more interested in the sensations of your breath than the words I am saying. We favor this experience of breathing over everything. These words are something that you run into like a fence to tell you to go back to the center, back to the sensation of breathing. In a sense, I'm saying wake up over and over again. Now let the breath gently recede into the background. Don't push it away. Allow it to be there. And let everything now come into focus. It's like we've had a microscope looking at the tiny details of existence. And now we look up. See the whole of the world with the same interest. Feeling what's happening in the body. In the mind. Just seeing everything. But maintaining this powerful present moment awareness. Just tasting choiceless awareness. What does the whole body feel like? Is something rising up in the body or mind? And when you notice that without the stability of the breath, you've been dragged away, just use the breath again. Come back and ground yourself in the present moment with the breath. Tuning back in. receiving the breath. And when you're ready, open up your eyes very gently, allowing a little light in, and then a bit more. Try not to get up just yet, and try to maintain this awareness of breathing. Try to see and know that you're seeing, and try to stay with the breath as you do this, as you listen to these words, as light and shapes and colors pour into your experience. Stay with the breath. Stay with this tranquility. Bring the peace you've collected in meditation out into your world. Try to keep it up for as long as you can. Later today, tune back into it. Tune back into the breath as you sit and do something. Try to tune into the breath as you have a conversation with someone and see how that changes the conversation. Because we want to stay in the present moment as much as we can, not just when we're sitting in meditation. Thank you for listening, and it would be nice to get to know some of you a little more. You can find me on Twitter at mindfulness_man. You can find the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/mindfulnessman. And if you have any questions about the practice, you can use that. Many people email me on there, on the Facebook group. I see the emails. So you can just message me on there and I'll help you in any way I can. And do try to read the blog maybe from time to time, as I'm always giving little tips on how to be more mindful there. That's mindfulnessman.com. Have a great week. And thank you again for listening. Bye-bye.